Hello, everybody. This is the Gold Country, Old Country radio show, and I am ready to do the job. You asked me about four times if I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready. And it doesn't matter because the dog is, like, making a big mess over there. Hey, but not only that, but what does it matter if I'm ready or not? The show's happening now anyway. This is the time. I know. It's like when that sweet corn is ready. Do you think it's going to say, hey, are you ready to harvest me now? No, it's ready, and pretty soon it's going to be unready, like overripe. It would be like the asparagus, which is ready right now. At the home of the famous Slough House Sweet Corn, they've been hard processing and getting that new sprouted asparagus. Be sure to call first if you want to make sure they're open. And you can call them at 916-682-2658. That's 916-682-2658. That's the home of the famous Slough House Sweet Corn. You can also visit them on the web at davisranchproduce.com, and they're located on Highway 16 in Slough House, where produce is as fresh as it gets. And you know what? They're ready. Yes. Like, we're ready. I check first. I know. But I remember when we were farming. But when that crop is ready,
whether you want it or not.
Yeah, the hops were ready. They were ready. Sweet corn was ready. It was ready. The pumpkins. Remember that year we grew pumpkins?
It's ready.
Remember what we harvested the pumpkins in? It was a 1972 Gremlin. And then we went over and sold them out of the parking lot over in San Andreas of the county building.
And people bought them.
And we made some money there, too. It was just enough money
To get back home.
Fill the car up and get something to eat at Goonies and then come back home. And one drink, too. Actually, we were a little short after that. But on the way home, you know what we did? We listened to a little Kenny Rogers or Gatlin Brothers. You know, that'd be good to listen to right now.
It would be.
So let's do it on KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Reuben James, in my song you'll live again. And the phrases that I rhyme are just the footsteps out of time. From the time when I knew you, Reuben James. Reuben James, all the folks around Madison County cussed your name. Just a no-count sharecropping colored man who would steal anything he can. And everybody laid the blame on Reuben James. Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. Faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James.
Flora Gray, the gossip of Madison County, died with child. And although your skin was black, you were the one that didn't turn your back on the hungry white child with no name, Reuben James. Reuben James, with your mind on my soul and a Bible in your right hand, you said, turn the other cheek, there's a better world awaiting for the meek. In my mind these words remain from a Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James.
Reuben James, one dark cloudy day they brought you from the field. To your lonely pine box came just a picture of me in the rain, just to sing one last refrain for Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Reuben James, the faded shirt, the weathered brow.
checked into a cheap hotel and fell asleep holding each other close. We just knew in our hearts this had to be a new beginning. Well, I guess it goes to show you just how little some people know. The first year in Denver, we were as happy as we could be. The good times I remember, of me loving her. I would try my hand picking up the pieces that she left. Oh Lord, it didn't take long to realize that higher ain't always better. And it's awful cold and lonely when you're king of the mountain all by yourself.
Still ready, and you know what? Those were two pretty good songs.
Yeah.
That's what happens when I let you choose the songs. You choose good ones.
Thank you.
Did you take this class in high school or college? With song picking 101? Because I got to say, you're good at it. I was going to take geometry, but I decided to take song picking. Hey,
Better than nose picking.
You know what? It's a good class is plumbing, but rather than the class, I would call Amador Plumbing for any of my plumbing needs. Call Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. They'll come out, give you a free estimate, and they do a good job. They get the job done right. And you know what? They're usually pretty good about getting out there right away. That's Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. And if you had any choices of any sort of company to pick, I'd choose Amador Plumbing because that's what George Jones would do. Don't you think? Because he has choices on KVGC Radio and 1340 FM 96.5.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. I was tempted by an early age. I found I liked drinking. but I turned them all away. Now I'm living and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I made. Guess I'm paying for the things that I have done. If I could go back, oh Lord knows I'd run. But I'm still losing this game of life I played, losing and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, I wouldn't be here today, living, dying with the choices I've made. Living and dying with the choices I made. There's just one.
It's like heaven to be near you.
Times when we're apart and I can't face my heart,
say you never.
Can move away. I think that song "Near You" was more about George and Tammy, not me and you. Move back over there, would you? Yeah, thank you. It's getting a little too friendly, don't you think? Anyway, sorry. Are you sad? I didn't mean to upset you there.
It's fun to be your friend.
Okay. Well, look. How about this? I got an extra Ole here, and I'll have one. We'll have it during the break. What do you say?
All right.
On KVGC Radio, M1340, FM96.5.
Keep your hands off my thigh when I sit next to you.
Okay, what time is it? It's time for the second half of the first half of the number one rated radio program in the history of the world out of Slough House, California. Wait, well, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? We are important people. And you know what? We are nice and people like us. At least that's what I was told to say by my therapist. You know, my therapist is, you know where he lives? He lives in but halfway between Carbondale and Butte City. Where would that be? That'd be somewhere around
Jackson, maybe?
No, that would be somewhere around Blue Sky Drive. That would be okay. Have you ever been to the end of Blue Sky Drive? There was a bridge down there.
I've never been down there.
Real seriously, haven't you?
No, I never have been down there.
You know, it's a place I had never been until just about a year ago or a couple years ago. I had never been out on Michigan Bar Road as it goes to the Cosumnes. And I went out there about a year or two ago. Have you ever been out there? You know where I'm talking off of Jackson Highway?
Yeah.
Michigan Bar Road, it goes north. Have you ever taken that road out there?
No.
Go there sometime. It's actually an awful lot. It's very interesting to look at. Is that thing working?
Yeah, why?
Well, it's just that a vacuum cleaner broke the other day, but I found out it was because it was too full. And I was just wondering if
really?
That thing over there was working too. You know the lint we have on the records?
It's
because that vacuum cleaner was full. But anyway, head on out Michigan Bar Road sometime. Take a look. It's actually very pretty out there. And I'd driven by it probably 2,000 times and never been out there. It changes everything. It's kind of like this song. Would you play it?
Yeah.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Yeah, I'm going to change everything that holds a memory of you. Oh, yeah. I'm going to start with the walls, take the pictures off the walls and burn them. Move the chairs around, take the window curtains down and burn them. Everything I see reminds me you were here. Yeah, I'm gonna change everything that holds a memory of you. Oh yeah, the candle of resent you gave me on the night of my birthday. The records that you bought, the hi-fi we love to play. The decorating man will come and rearrange them. Yeah, I'm gonna change everything that holds a memory of you. Oh yeah, take the carpet off the floor, throw it out the door, it's filled with tears. Everything I find that brings you to my mind must disappear. Every night I dream, I'll dream of someone new. Yeah, I'm gonna change everything that holds a memory of you. Yeah, I'm gonna change everything that holds a memory of you.
Never see the light of day. I laugh and joke each time they talk about you. But if they heard my heart, they'd hear it say, excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. There's an aching deep inside, and it just won't be denied. Excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. And I'd better say goodbye before I cry. it's pride that makes me hide my sorrow. I live a lie in all I do and say. My lips may lie and paint a bright tomorrow, but if I told the truth, I'd have to say, excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. There's an aching deep inside, and it just won't be denied. Excuse me, I think I've got a heartache, and I'd better say goodbye before I cry.
You know, that is very nice of Buck Owens to be.
Excuse me.
Yeah, he's very courteous. When he has a heartache, he just wants everybody to know that, you know, in a nice way, that he has a heartache.
Oh, I thought it says, excuse me, I think I've got heartburn. Oh, heartache.
I think I've got a heartburn.
Heartache.
No, it's heart achy, actually. Ache. Why do they spell ache that way? A-C-H-U. Why don't they just say A-K-E? A-I-K, heartache. The English language is dumb.
Who
would that be?
Hold on just a second.
Well, your rotary dial phone looks funny. What's
that? I'm going to see if I can get a hold of Cousin Lou. Because Cousin Lou...
is a linguist?
Would know.
Where's... you want me to look at something?
Hey, Cousin Lou, this is Earl and Slim. And we got a quick question for you. Why is it not called... heart achy? Why is it heart ache?
Oh, heart ache. Wait, let me get my dent. Hold on.
No, heart.
Okay.
Achy. A C H E.
Pull out your dictionary.
No.
Oh, dictionary. That's right.
Why is it
right
heart?
Right here. Let me get the squirrel. Let me poke the squirrel and get this rolling.
That's
go,
what she
go
said.
On. Get going.
The squirrel.
Okay. Yep. Okay. All right, he's going now. I'm getting there. Let's see here. What am I finding out about heart achy?
Heart.
Oh, I don't know. It says it's based on a song, Achy Breaky Heart.
No.
Achy Breaky? No, Achy Breaky.
No.
Well,
why do you pronounce it heart ache and not heart achy?
You know, this...
this is riveting conversation.
She is a wordologist, isn't she?
We thought you were a wordsmith. You're nothing...
I just told you what I found out here on the interwebs.
Okay, I want to ask you...
I could have done that.
We need to ask you a question. Do you know that that song is sung by Edgar Alvis? Do you know who Edgar Alvis is?
No. Edgar Alvis. Let me check.
Edgar Alvis Owen.
Okay, senior or junior?
I don't even know if there is a senior or junior.
But
if your name was Edgar Alvis, you would probably go by Buck, wouldn't you?
I got the internet up here.
Buck Owens.
Again, that
is. Do you get the interweb up?
It says.
You know what's weird? Look at that over on the side.
Not supported. What does that mean? Well, I'm going to throw...
See the little line over on the side? It's that line that's going down over on the side?
Yeah.
I think that's our ratings.
Like our ratings?
Yeah.
All right, well, Lou, thanks.
Hello, are you there?
Lou.
You think she got mad at us? Oh. Whoa, that was rather insulting.
Let's take a break and call her back.
Well, how about this? Let's play some Roger Miller instead.
Okay.
On KVGC Radio. God, that's an irritating sound.
Yeah.
FM 96.5 and 1340.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Oh, worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale, rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys. To the town of Alfrey, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24. And the notches on his pistol numbered 119 more. 119 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather or a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round.
There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
That is a song that I like to hear. It always reminds me of Jack Wagon for some reason. Does he like that song? Or do he just likes Marty Robbins? Or maybe he doesn't like anything. Is he still mad at us? Maybe I should shut up and we should go into break. What do you think? Jeez, don't give me that look.
You said it, not me.
Dolores Larrigan. Oh, that made everything just right. You know, I feel better when we do that. All right, how about this? We'll take a little break and be right back on KVGC Radio and 1340 FM 96.5. Oh, boy, that Ole was darn good. And, you know, I know yours wasn't a hams, but you have to admit, that was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yep.
And with this asparagus, oh, it is just delicious. And the asparagus, guess where I got it from? The Davis Ranch in Slough House. You know that the asparagus is ready, and we kind of hit it just right. But if you wanted to make sure that the asparagus is there, you can check their availability by calling 916-682-2658. Excuse me there. It's 916-682-2658. That's the Davis Ranch, home of the famous Slough House sweet corn. You can also visit them on the web at davisranchproduce.com, and they're located on Highway 16 in Slough House, where produce is as fresh as it gets. By the way, my throat hurts. You know what would help? Patsy Cline.
Let's do it.
On KVGC Radio. AM 1340 FM 96.5.
Just this morning, my woman caught me by surprise without a warning. She said, "Honey, you talked in your sleep." And then she began to weep as she said, Tell me now, tell me truly, who's Julie? With a blank look on my face, I searched my mind for an answer or excuse of some kind. But the words wouldn't come and my mind was blank. Slowly my head just sank when she said, honey, you know I love you truly, but who's Julie? Oh, Julie, what's this hold you've got on me? On my mind, in my dreams, you know you shouldn't be there, Julie. I'd like to say Julie's just a friend of mine, but I know that would not satisfy your mind. You see, Julie gave me something you did not. She remembered what you forgot. And honey, I'm sorry I have to tell you so cruelly, but now you know. Don't you ever ask me again. Who's Julie?
I don't know the answer to that question. Who is Julie? Do you know who Julie is?
I don't know who Julie is.
I don't know. Huh. I don't know. Well, why do you keep asking me? I don't know.
Hey, who do you think would know?
Dolores Larrigan.
Oh, I thought I was going to say Dolores Larrigan. Okay. We usually say it together,
okay,
right?
Okay, do it.
Dolores Larrigan.
There you go.
I can't do it. You got
to
be in charge.
You wanted to do it.
Dolores Larrigan. Oh, finally. Gosh. Okay. I can't do that. It's kind of like whistling. Can you whistle? I can't whistle.
No.
Or as they say on The Little Rascals, isling. I can't isle. All right, well, who's Julie? Let's see. Open Arms. Oh, by the way, there's a guy down in Ione. His name is Chuck Williams. He said he would like to listen to the show, but only if we'll play Merle Haggard. So I have an idea.
What's that?
Let's play Merle Haggard.
Okay.
For Chuck on KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Same nail too long. My ears can't stand to hear the same old song. And I don't leave the highway long enough to bog down in the mud. 'Cause I've got rambling fever in my blood. I caught this rambling fever long ago when I first heard a lonesome whistle blow. If someone said I ever gave a damn, the damn sure told you wrong. I've had rambling fever all along. Rambling fever, kind that can't be measured by degrees. Rambling fever, there ain't no kind to cure. There's times I'd like to bed down on the sofa and let some pretty lady rub my back and spend the early morning drinking coffee and talking about when I'll be coming back. 'Cause I don't let no one woman tie me down, and I'll never get too old to get around. I want to die along the highway and rot away like some old highline pole. Restless rambling fever in my soul. Rambling fever, kind that can't be measured by degrees. Rambling fever, there ain't no kind of cure for my disease. Yeah.
Ravishing Ruby, she'd been around for a while. Ravishing Ruby, she was a truck stop child, born in the back of a rig somewhere near L.A. Ravishing Ruby, you poured a lot of hot coffee in your day. Ravishing Ruby, anything you say, just like her daddy said, said he'd be back someday. She was just 14, she grew up wild and free, and all the time she'd been waiting on him, she'd been waiting on you and me. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you. Ravishing Ruby, a beautiful young girl now. A solemn vow, waiting on Smiling Jack, he'll come rolling by, and she wants to see him, she wants to touch him, either way, dead or alive. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy. All she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you.
You know, we just don't play that song enough.
No,
Ravishing like Ruby. That is a good song.
Who is
that?
Tom T. Hall.
No, I thought it was Ruby. Who's Ruby? I'd like to see a little Ravishing. Man, I bet she's something special. Well, with that being said, you know what I'm in the mood for? And I don't know if we can get tickets for it, but I heard that there's a shrimp and clam chowder feed up in the Italian picnic grounds tonight.
When?
Well, this evening, later today. I bet they're sold out, though.
They gotta be.
I don't know. Well, we could drive up there anyway. If they're sold out, I'll bet you we could find couple tickets. You know what we should do? Do you know that guy? There's a guy up there. His name is Robert Manicero.
Oh, I know him.
I met him one time. Nice guy.
Very nice.
Maybe we should talk to him about some tickets.
Very nice man.
But either that or we take a break right now. Is that okay?
Yep.
On KVGC Radio. I mean, right now.
Right now. Just a second.
AM 1340 from 96.5 now. Okay.
Longest show, and it's the shortest show.
But just, you know, it's actually a short show. It just seems long because of our blathering conversation, I think.
No, I think we've blathered much.
Yeah.
We've blathered less.
You know, I want to tell you, I did get an email on our interweb account from a guy named Floyd. He's down in Ion. He said that he would appreciate it if we played a little Frankie Lane. And this is Mr. Floyd to us. Anyway, so I thought, you know, there's a Moonlight Gambler song.
Floyd Martin?
Not Floyd Martin. Floyd. Actually, his name is Dwight Floyd.
Oh, okay.
But he likes to be called Floyd. And I call him Mr. Floyd, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So, hey, Mr. Floyd. And you know what? How about this? We'll play one for his wife, too, right after Frankie Lane on KVGC Radio, M1340, FM96.5.
You can gamble for matchsticks. You can gamble for gold. Stakes may be heavy or small. But if you haven't gambled for love and lust, you haven't gambled at all. So they call me the Moonlight Gambler. Well, I've gambled for love and lust. When I gamble for love, but it isn't in the cards. Oh, what heartaches it can cause me. Win or lose, I'm a moonlight gambler. And the winner is what I long to be. So I'll gamble for love just as long as I live till the day Lady Luck smiles down on me. A gamble for matchsticks, you can. A gamble for gold. Stakes may be heavy or small. But if you haven't gambled for love, well, then you haven't gambled at all. No, if you haven't gambled for love in the moonlight, then you haven't gambled at all. So I'll gamble for love just as long as I live till the day Lady Luck smiles down on me. So they call me the Moonlight Gambler. Yes, they call me the Moonlight Gambler.
Cigarettes in an ashtray. My love and I in a small cafe. Then a stranger came along, and everything went wrong. Now there's three cigarettes in the ashtray.
In the ashtray.
I watched her take him from me, and his love is no longer my own. Now they are gone, and watch one cigarette burn away. I watched her take him from me.
Now that is a good song. That's two good songs. We don't want to thank Mr. Floyd, Dwight. Mr. Floyd, thanks for that suggestion. And, you know, we're getting towards the end of the show. Did I mention Amador Plumbing one more time? Or if you have any plumbing needs, big or small, need them done right away, call Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. They'll be out there right away, get the job done right. And you know what else? They'll give you a free estimate before they start on the job. So you know what you know what to expect. That's Amador Plumbing at 223-2204.
You know, speaking of that,
yeah.
Do you think we're going to have sweet corn before 4th of July?
You know, it is getting pretty darn close. It kind of depends on the weather. You know how sometimes you go from winter right into summer? If it gets real hot, it only takes 76 days for that.
I never put my tomatoes in until frog jump.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which this year will be, what, May 20th, something like that?
I want to plant some fruit trees. When should I do that? Should I have already done it? I need to find out.
I think you can buy a fruit tree already grown.
I know. I'm not going to, like, plant the pit from a peach or anything, although I'd like to. Yeah, there's a plum tree in Ione off Castle Oaks Golf Course. They are the best plums. You know what makes them so good? Is you have to steal them. And they taste better when you steal them.
I tried to grow a banana tree once, but couldn't do it.
Really? You know who grew a banana tree? A guy down in Ione named Ed Tollett. He actually had one in his backyard.
Did he plant a banana?
It was really big, and it never had any bananas on it. It's kind of like the sweet corn. When you get sweet corn seeds from Mexico and bring them here, they grow to about 20 foot high, but there's no corn on it.
Really?
Really. That's from Ramon Rodriguez. I got that one.
All right.
And you know who else would know that?
Who's that?
Eddie Arnold. Hey, you want to mess everybody up today? Let's play an Eddie Arnold song as the last song of the day.
Okay.
That's a good one, too. Really? All right. On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Why don't you love me like you used to do? How come you treat me like a worn-out shoe? My hair's still curly and my eyes are still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing in a long, long while. We don't get nearer, further, closer than a country mile. Why don't you spark me like you used to do and say sweet nothings like you used to coo? I'm the same old trouble that you've always been through, so why don't you love me like you used to do? Many faults with me. Somebody's changed, so let me give you a clue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing in a long, long while. We don't get nearer, further, closer than a country mile. Why don't you say the things you used to say? What makes you treat me like a piece of clay? My hair's still curly and my eyes are still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Thank you.
dogs are howling. We out where the doggies bawl. Where spurs are a-jingling, a cowboy is singing this lonesome cattle call. Till his day's work is done, and he rounds up the cattle each fall. Singing his cattle call. For hours he would ride on the range far and wide, when the night winds blow up a swole. His heart is a feather, in all kinds of weather, he sings his cattle call. He sings with an old western drawl.
Lousy way to end the show.
They're now gonna be, I'm going to be going, whoopee, wee, whoo.
You know what? If we're going up to Italian picnic grounds tonight, I'm not going with you. I don't want to listen to that song the whole time. Yikes. Well, usually we end in a good way. That was a tough one. All right. Well, with that being said, wish me luck the rest of the day, everybody. I'm going to have to hang out with this guy. But in the meantime, we want to thank everybody for listening and thank the Davis Ranch and Slough House and also Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. You got anything else?
Nope.
Well, me neither, too. So, see you all next week on KBGC Radio and 1340 FM 96.5.